This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.
This is Good Morning NoCo with Brian Carey and Tanner Schwint on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back into the Aloe Fiber Studios. I'm Tanner Schwint. Brian Carey, my co-host, head coach of the UNC Bears football team, Ed Lamb, joining us. Last week, you were teaching us about the palms down. You know, we were kind of getting in each other's faces a little bit. You were doing some coaching. I'm going to do some coaching right now. You got to be better at throwing that football, man. Ed, I watched that video of you trying to knock the water bottle off Brooke's head there, and that was just a poor performance. We've got to be better. We're close to the season. We've got to be better, coach.
I appreciate that critique, and I will work on it, and I will accept your challenge for a head-to-head throwing competition.
I am 100% in.
You know, he was a quarterback.
Oh, yeah, coach. Yeah, way back in 2A.
Yeah.
Throw that football over then their mountains.
Still, challenge issued.
Okay. All right. Accepted. Can we have Brian put the water bottle on his head? Are we okay with that?
Yeah.
I mean, of course,
Ed has no problem with that.
What you don't know about that video that surfaced, I actually had a smaller target. I was trying to unscrew the water bottle with the ball. And so you have to get the correct side of the cap.
Sure.
And I only missed by an inch.
Okay, I didn't realize that. Also, you missed on the what would be the right side, and most water bottles open the other way. So I don't know if I'm buying that. I analyzed this video closely.
I pull it up. I missed on the left side.
Did you?
And that would have turned it. Had it rubbed it, it would have turned it in a counterclockwise direction.
I would not argue with Coach. I have complete faith he knew what he was doing.
I do too.
That's some skill to open the water bottle.
You know what I'm best at here is just arguing about things that really do not matter at all. And I said I was going to do some coaching, and then I just pulled the ultimate fan coaching of be better. Yeah. No direction on how to be better, Coach. Yeah. Just man better out of yourself.
This is what I get on a daily basis.
Why don't I just take it? And say, I will own the miss, as I would want my players to do.
Right.
I will own your coaching. And let's say I even missed on the wrong side of trying to unscrew that cap.
Right.
And
I just gotta get better.
Yeah.
You did. I was wrong on that. How is Brooke still in concussion protocol?
The helmets are amazing now. We don't even worry about that stuff.
I got to tell you, rewatching that, you were a hell of a lot closer than I thought you were the first time. But I still accept that challenge. I think that'd be fun to do. So you can throw it Brady, and I'll throw it Brian, and we'll see. You know, maybe the goal is who hits him in the back of the head the most. But we'll figure that out.
Yeah, there's got to be a plan C here.
Yeah.
Coach,
appreciate your time this morning. We have had this conversation with you a number of times, but it's one of my favorite conversations that we have each year with you. And you guys are planning your little getaway, team getaway this weekend. For our new listeners here this morning, maybe that don't remember, tell our listeners what this is all about.
Yes, this is our annual camp out. It marks, really, for the players, especially as they get more in tune with it, it marks the end of training camp and the beginning. When we come back from this camp out this weekend, we'll be 2 weeks out from the first game. And so training camp, even though we're still on a kind of daily training camp itinerary, it's long days, the practices start to look much more like in-season practices with an eye toward and a focus on our first opponent this year. That's Weber State. And so our players also understand that this is like the last week where we'll be kind of handing out repetitions for repetition's sake. A lot of the jostling on the depth chart really slows down after this week of training camp, and the camping trip marks the end of that. It's a transformational experience. The players will remember it the rest of their lives. I've got coaches on my staff who participated in that in the Southern Utah days, and it's a blast.
Now, what are some of the requirements of what the actual logistics of this camp out looks like?
Oh, I love it. What a great question, because I just went through this yesterday with the players. They are required to bring a talent, an acting skill, participate in our variety show. And there is a legacy trophy that's it's handed out to position groups, but position groups can do more than one skit or talent or whatever it is that they're going to do. But they must entertain us. Other than that, we give them a checklist of things to bring. Some guys kind of test that out and decide, oh, I don't need a raincoat. I don't need a hoodie. It's hot. I don't need a sleeping bag. And so, like, they suffer. But we don't do anything athletically related up there. Mm-hmm. We still evaluate. And so, you know, over the years, the guys who kind of ignore the checklist and don't really prepare for the trip, you know, they tend to kind of, like, their season follows suit. Let's say that.
I was wondering that. Yeah. Just, I mean, what you as a coach learn from watching the guys do this weekend, their ability to bond, to become a team. There has to be so much human element to take in, aside from the X's and O's of football, that you can then use to put those X's and O's in the proper position.
Right, exactly. Yeah, and it's really comes down to this. Like, okay, coach says something is important. Coach gives out, like in the old days, we would give a handout, a piece of paper. Now we can send everything to phones, plays, blitzes, whatever we're installing, checklists for what to bring on the camp trip. So, like, okay, coach says it's important. Coach gives you the information. Coach tells you that the rec center on campus, which rents sleeping bags and rain gear and boots and anything else you might want to bring up there, that closes on Wednesday night. We leave on Friday morning. Like, we've told them everything they need to know. And so when guys fail at that, you wonder, you know, what type of lifestyle they're living, what gets in the way. And you know, we have to look at it as, okay, that there's probably an indication there that this guy isn't studying his playbook quite as much, isn't quite diving into his academics in the way that he should. They're just distractions. Or, you know, some guys at that age, I had it too, like the buzz in your head is just a little louder, you know, and it's always buzzing. And then as you get a little older, the buzz subsides and you can hear what people actually say.
Are you able to pick up on leadership skills from people that you didn't know had that?
100%. Yeah, we've got one of our best leaders came to me yesterday, and he's got a little tooth problem going on. The dentist told him, hey, I could get you in on Saturday. I'm normally not open on Saturday, but I'll do this. And I was totally grateful for that. I'm like, look, I'm not a doctor. If you need to go take care of this, you know, do that. But if the doctor says we can do it, I would rather have you miss practice than the camping trip. And that, in part, is because of where this player is at. You know, is you get to a certain point in your career where practice, every practice counts and you get better. But some of the young players without a lot of experience, they're getting much better every practice in leaps and bounds. And the veterans are kind of, you know, they're polishing up a pretty finished product.
I think it's fascinating and what you do. So, first question: is there somebody defending their title for the variety show?
The running backs.
The running backs are.
Yeah. Running backs brought a lot of energy last year. They did, if I remember right, they did two different skits. And every year it just gets better and better. From year one, where you actually have some resistance, like vocal and physical resistance, guys like, you know, forgetting where it's at or something like that, to last year where everybody participated, everybody had a great time. And then I expect that this year, too. We hear guys talking about it. A couple of rules. Women, no making fun of women. Be respectful to women and be respectful to teammates. So we're not making fun of teammates. Coaches are completely fair game.
Does anyone take advantage of that? Because a lot of times that's just lip service.
Theme.
But yeah,
that is the central theme.
The central theme is getting back. You got to understand, these guys, like, they put so much in to this sport that they love, and they're exposed every day in practice. They go out there, they put their very best on the field, and then you know, time after time, maybe 50 reps in a day, and then the coaches go in for 4 hours in this break during the middle of the day when the players have a break, and by the time the players come back for the meetings, like everything they've done is just chopped up and bloodied and criticized, and we show the other players, and it's in front of everybody. It's just it is incredibly frustrating to try to get better in the sport of football. This is not a free-flowing sport. You don't miss a shot at one end, come back to the other, get a rebound, make up for it, steal some momentum. Like, if you are 6 inches out of place in the sport of football, then it is your fault. you know, that that play didn't work. And it's high accountability.
And these guys get to get a little bit back at you guys.
Oh, they're going to get back at us. Yeah.
Okay. Are you free game too?
I'm free game. Yes. Okay. Absolutely. And when we say free game, it's like you don't hold a grudge. You know, when the skit show is over, it's done. And the players, whether they were accurate in their portrayal of you or not, we're moving on. Yeah.
It's like a celebrity roast.
That's exactly what it is.
Yeah, I would imagine you've got to have some thick skin and
know
what
you're going to.
Yeah, absolutely. Wondering as we are, then when you get back from this, just a couple weeks out from that night, I know you have an idea in the offseason of where you want to be at this point right now. How does that compare to where you actually are right now, Coach?
Probably impossible to feel able to accurately assess where we're at right now because it's our offense against our defense. So everything, the good that happens on offense is a bad thing on defense and vice versa. But what I can tell you is that from a size, strength, commitment, work ethic standpoint, camaraderie, which I think is big for a championship football team, I think that championship teams have got to be built in somewhat in the way that the coach is built. And so I try to mentor, preach, and link poise, confidence, composure to success. And I see that right now from the team. I don't see resistance in that area. I don't see, like when I first got here, fighting was a big thing. At some point, the players had been taught that, if you fight in practice, then you're an intense football team. And I know there's teams that out there that win like that, and I know there's great players that play like that. It's just not what I've been around. It's not the way I've been successful. And so it's really difficult to have a head coach that's trying to do one thing and then a group of players that's trying to do another.
You're talking about that poise and composure. We've kind of buried the lead on this camping trip as well. What are you guys going to be eating up there, Coach?
We're taking up two live goats, and the players don't have to participate in the harvesting of those goats, but they understand that they can. And we've got some guys that are experienced with that, and guys that have been deer hunters and things like that. We'll put one in the ground. We do both and kind of teach the method of the underground oven in the Tongan tradition. It's called an umu. And then one above the fire, we'll turn it, and that's called a tunu, that style of cooking. And so we'll take those two goats up. But really, like, the bulk of the food is provided by the caterers up there, and we have a cafeteria, and they do a great job. And it's a good thing because a lot of these guys won't go anywhere near that goat.
Okay, that was what I was wondering, because obviously growing up on a farm, there was a lot of mercy kills that you'd have to do where that cow wouldn't get up or she broke her leg or whatever, and nothing strips you down more than having to take a life. And a lot of people, and I think this is the biggest misconception about the ag industry, is that you do that and you just it affects everybody that is around, that sees it, the person who has to pull the trigger. And so is that part of why you will be harvesting these goats? Because there is nothing that strips a human down, more to their core than being around death.
I'm glad you said that. Yeah, it's really hard on me every year. It's not my favorite thing to do. Love animals. We have several at the house, that we take care of. And it's really hard. And I remember every time that I've done that. I'm not a hunter, and I don't know any football coaches that are. It's really not the right season for a football coach, hunting season.
Yeah.
But I eat meat, and so do most of our players, and I think there is a responsibility to knowing how that's done and to do it as ethically as possible. And, I keep that. I make that fall on me, and I've done it. I remember that I had, I once just kind of failed on the strike on a goat to knock it out first before I harvested it. And it was like, that stayed
it's
with
a painful
me.
Experience.
Yeah, it is, because I put a lot of time and effort into making sure that I do it the right way and in a way that can teach the players something. And then, there's always some kind of snickers and stuff like that. And I try to correct that. You know what I mean? Like, we're not up there to coach the guys really on every moment, every day, but I want to make sure that I at least model the seriousness that it deserves.
Yeah, it's a powerful thing, and it's something that sucks doing, but it's the reality of this is how we eat. This is what this goat provides for us, right? This is what these
seeing the realism
provide.
Of this is how we live.
Yeah,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
The bottom line of it is, and there's so much to learn from that.
It is, and that's what I'm wondering. Like, how many could you put a rough ballpark percentage on how many of the guys will watch this happen?
Normally been about 25, 30 guys, and we do it kind of early in the morning, so that just precludes some guys right there. but we got to get them in the ground and start to cook it and all that stuff. But yeah, I mean, it's just I want to send the message that look like you know have your views, have your morals, your political opinions, whatever. But it's just untenable to have the view that you only eat meat that other people kill.
Yeah. Yeah. No, and you talk. We talk about all the time about that
from a morality standpoint. Anyway,
from that locker room, how many different cultures and races? And
yes,
I mean, because I'm sure you've got farm boys out there that's not going to be an issue. And then you got guys that have been living in the city their whole time, and they don't know the first thing about how that meat gets on their plate.
Yep, absolutely. And I've seen it. I've seen those moments. I still remember a moment at Southern Utah. We had a couple of pigs in the back of a flatbed truck, and then the slats that fit in the side, and so you can kind of see through them. And so we had a couple of kids that had come from the inner city, and they were looking through the slats, and then we had this Tongan Polynesian player that was in the back and knocked out the pig and then slit its throat and the blood goes splurting into the slats, and then the player pulled away from the slats and he had a perfect like red stripe across his face where he was looking through and a big smile because he'd kind of participated in that moment, you know,
right?
And not a smile of like I like to see things die, but just like, oh, check this out. I actually eat pork.
I did
pork.
This. I can do something that's really hard.
That's right. Mm. Yeah.
I love this, man. This is my favorite conversation with you every single year. Next week, we'll get more back on the football topic here
Can't wait, man.
As we're only a couple weeks away. But, Ed, as always, appreciate your time, my friend.
Likewise. Thank you, guys.
Of course,
great to see you, Coach.
8:23 the time now. You're listening to Good Morning NoCo.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.